After weeks of hype and anticipation, it's finally Oscar weekend, and we're celebrating the big event with our movie date partners in crime, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer. They're the hosts of WNYC's first ever Academy Awards special. Movie Date presents Oscar Totally Naked. Hey, Rafer. Hey, Kristen. Welcome back.
Hey, Amy.
Hi, Amy. Thank you.
This is a year of particularly serious movies. Zero Dark Thirty, Argo, Lincoln, even Les Mis is a, it's a musical, but it's a rather dark, depressing musical about poverty and the underclass. Do you think these movies will make for a fun Oscar night, Kristen?
You know, I don't think the Oscars are ever not fun. It's a night of celebration, it's sequins, it's corny song and dance numbers, it's ridiculous speeches, it's people messing up and doing silly things on stage, and it's never going to be really dark. And let's remember, all these movies, most of them actually have happy endings.
Rafer, what do you think? I mean, it's hard to, part of what makes the Academy Awards fun and lighthearted is making fun and joking and teasing the nominees. How do you do that around Zero Dark Thirty and torture?
I have a feeling people may steer clear from Zero Dark Thirty. There's just been too much controversy. Anytime a movie is being, you know, investigated by the Senate Intelligence Committee, not a lot of room for jokes there. Especially because I think a lot of Hollywood probably doesn't want to see themselves. You know, they imagine themselves in that chair, and they think maybe not. But I do think Argo has a lot of opportunity for Hollywood to poke some gentle fun at itself.
That's because the film itself pokes fun at Hollywood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons people like that movie so much.
Let's place our bets. Rafer and Kristen, which film is going to win Best Picture this year? Do you think Argo is, Kristen?
Oh, I definitely think so. It's been cleaning up at all the awards shows. It's been winning the Directors Guild, Screen Actors Guild. All the awards love Argo. And as Rafer was just saying, you know, if it's about Hollywood, Hollywood loves itself.
I know,
Hollywood,
right?
Just loves itself.
Rafer, do you agree or do you have a contrary point of view?
No, I'm afraid I have to agree. I liked this movie. I didn't love the movie, but I think actually that's the reason it's going to win. I think there's a lot of mild love for the film, and I think even if Oscar voters pick, you know, other movies, Amour, Zero Dark Thirty, Lincoln for their top pick, you know, they rank these things in preferential order. So if Argo gets enough number two votes or number three votes by consensus, it'll be the one that comes out ahead.
Can I just play devil's advocate and say, so Argo, you think, will win. Which movie do you think should win?
Ooh,
Kristen?
You know, I actually liked Argo. I'm one of those people out there who, as middle brow as it is, I really enjoyed it. I was one of the people in the audience cheering.
Rooting for Argo.
Yeah,
what about
I
you,
was.
Rafer?
You know, given the nominees, since my favorite, The Master, was not on this list, I would have to choose Amour, the French film about the woman who's dying. But, you know, just saying those words, French film about a woman who's dying, pretty much says no chance for the Oscar pick. So there you go.
How about Best Director, Kristen?
Well, I never hide this. I tell everybody this very frankly. I don't care about the Best Director category. I just don't care at all. I think a lot of people out there, like me, find it very self-congratulatory. It always leaves out women and minorities. This year, again, Kathryn Bigelow should have gotten a nomination. She's completely off the list. And I just think it's a shame that directors are not usually acknowledged, at least the ones I want to have acknowledged. That being said, I do like an underdog story, so I'll cheer for Ben Zeitlin this year for Beasts of the Southern Wild.
How about you, Rafer?
I don't know. I don't understand why Kristen thinks actors just show up to the set and start acting. The director does a lot. The director makes all the choices. In this case, again, I would go with Amour, Michael Haneke, who I'm not usually a big fan of, but that film really bowled me over. There's, again, no chance that either he or Ben Zeitlin are going to win. It's definitely going to go to Steven Spielberg for Lincoln.
Best actor and actress, Kristen?
Oh, again, I like the underdog, and at the Oscars, the underdog is always the comedic role, the light role. Usually Oscar loves to give itself away to people who are in Holocaust movies or who are dealing with health issues and so on.
But or this totally transform themselves.
Oh,
and, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I just love it when something light or comedic wins. Like, you know, the one year when Marissa Tomei won? What's wrong with that? Yeah. And so this year I would really love if Jennifer Lawrence won for Silver Linings Playbook and Christoph Waltz for Django Unchained. He's the best thing about that movie. I didn't like the movie, but whenever he's on screen, it's just delicious.
What about you, Rafer?
I think Jennifer Lawrence probably will win for actress in a leading role. She seems to be the big favorite, even though there's some spoiler talk about Emmanuel Riva, the oldest nominee in that category ever. She could win it for Amour, but I doubt it. I think it's Lawrence. And for Best Actor, you know, in a different year, I think Hugh Jackman might have won it because people love him. People love Les Miserables. But this year, you know, everyone's up against Daniel Day-Lewis, and he's basically going to trounce them all with Lincoln.
Well, enjoy your party. You're hosting an Oscar party, I presume.
I do every year, yes, and I'll be live tweeting the Oscars also.
Okay, Rafer, you?
I will be covering the Oscars for Newsday as I do every year. So you can find me in my office in Midtown, unfortunately.
Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer are hosts of the Takeaways Movie Date podcast. In addition to hosting the podcast, Rafer, as he mentioned, is a film critic for Newsday. Kristen is culture producer for the Takeaway. Subscribe to Movie Date at moviedate.org, and while you're there, you can listen to their Oscar special, Movie Date Presents Oscar Totally Naked. I love that title. Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks so much, Amy.
Thank you, Rafer.
Thanks.
This is WNYC.